We've got a whole summer of the Theatricum Botanicum. So I want to welcome the wonderful Ellen Geer to tell us all about it. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Donna. How are you, Julio?
Hi.
I'm very well. So you have a big weekend coming up this weekend.
Well, yes, we open this weekend with Macbeth, and I can say it because I'm at home and not in the theater.
As long as you throw salt over your shoulder and turn around a few times.
It's quite something in the woods, you know. When you put witches in the wood in mist, you're in another world. And then, of course, we have our dream on Sunday, the following day. A dream seems to be something that is the best way to introduce Shakespeare to families and young kids. And so that's our open. I mean, it's our 50th, Donna. We're 50 years old. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's quite wonderful that audiences come and they love us and they like being outside under the oaks. And we are now in rehearsal for War of the Roses. It's something that I compiled. These are for Shakespeare buffs.
Yeah.
Henry VI, Part 1, 2, 3, and Richard III. And I've done it from the woman's point of view. Very often when they do these histories, they kind of cut the women's parts out a bit because it's just the way the history thinks that it's all male. And so I thought, I'm doing it through the women's point of view, and Melora Marshall is playing Queen Margaret, and she's quite extraordinary. It's 32 years, you know, the War of the Roses, so that's, she gets to age through those years, and it's quite an exciting thing to put this together.
Well, that's no small task without making it 12 hours long.
It'll just be, you know, your 2 hours.
Yeah. Sort of like the speeded up version of
and everybody's loving it. It's got 5 battles in it, for God's sakes. There were so many during that period, so we're all having a wonderful exploring time, and I've got a lot of my old timers in there.
Well, and you've also got one of my favorite playwrights, the wonderful Terrence McNally, A Perfect Ganesh.
It's a wonderful play. You know, it just shows the American always trying to find themselves, and you know, and make life better. And then you go to India and you take these lives in America who have so many things and have time to go to a psychiatrist and all that thing. And then you go to India and you learn what life really is and you see it. And it's quite an overwhelming experience for Americans to go to India.
Well, and you're going to be in that one. You know, it's always a treat for me personally to go see you act, because you are one of the best. I've just
so much.
It's so rich. And you're going to be starring in that with Melora, right?
Yeah. It's you know, as you carry on with your life, you love working with those you love,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
she has helped me keep the theater going and alive in a way that's so deep. So we thought we'd do a deep play, and we're going to have Indian dancers out there, and we're going to try and make it a cultural exchange. You know,
wow,
and bring in Indian food. That's what we're working on right now to make that happen.
Oh, I will be there for that. You know, one of my favorite, I cover a lot of film festivals, and one of my favorites is the Indian Film Festival, mostly because Indian cinema is so prolific, and of course some of the greatest playwrights ever were Indian playwrights, and Terrence McNally, of course, is one of our best, and this was a Pulitzer Prize nominated play.
It's to me, he's like after Tennessee Williams' generation, he's the Tennessee Williams of the next generation. It's an extraordinary language. It goes right to your heart, I think, you know, and male and female genders, everybody, it'll go right to their hearts.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those who are industrious, Google the documentary about Terrence McNally. It's absolutely wonderful and covers a lot of ground, not only on his plays and his life and his advocacy for gay rights, his relationship with the great, late great Wendy Wasserstein, much beloved, prolific playwright. I'm really looking forward to that one especially. But you've got so many other things that you do every year. You've got the Under the Oaks stuff, the Woody tribute. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
Well,
so it's
the 50th year, so we've got Wendy Malick and, you know, we bring in the stars. Wendy Malick and,
yes,
and Pamela Adlon are going to host our big 50th gala, and, you know, Beau Bridges will come. It's always, they come and help us celebrate and help us raise money, and so that's going to be fun. And our humanitarian award this year is going to go to Debbie Allen.
Oh, wow, yes.
Oh, wow.
I went down there last night. I was there at her showing of her Young People Rising. Your mouth is left open. These beautiful, beautiful kids, you know, from age 5 all the way up to 18, dancing and singing and acting. And she's doing a gorgeous thing down there. It's in Koreatown. It's her building is wonderful. Her spirit is incredible. So she needs to be honored what she's doing for youth. It's amazing.
Absolutely, and turning out some great dancers in the process.
It was a wonderful evening. And then we'll do our, you know, a Harvest Festival, and we'll do our Woody Show, and we'll bring that out.
and I was just going to suggest that people go to your website, because not only are all the plays that you're doing in the summer seasons there, along with these other activities, but a full calendar. So it is truly a repertory company. You alternate shows, and what you folks have generously offered to us, as you always do, and I think last time they went like hotcakes, we're offering season pass for the summer season. And, you know, once folks go out there, they may think, oh, it's a bit of a schlep out there in Topanga. But once you get out there, you will just keep going back, because it's such a beautiful, restful experience, not only with arts and culture, but with nature. And you've got the Shakespeare Garden there. People can take a little something to eat. There's also a snack shop there. And get there early and just take in the whole grounds.
Yeah, it's a good place. And now every Sunday we have a wonderful thing from 11 to 1, where we have a bakery, a woman baker is there, and she does beautiful things, and that's turning out to be very popular. And and our education programs, of course, you know, go from, like Debbie Allen, from 5 on up, and they go along our camps all summer long. And yeah, it creates community, and that's what we all need now, don't we? We need community. We need each other.
We do. And of course, that's kind of the hallmark since its foundation. You know, Papa Gear, it really was a haven during the Hollywood blacklist for musicians and actors. And, you know, so speaking of rebels, you know, it's kind of in the genes out there.
It is. It absolutely is. And I think Peter Alsop's going to be doing a concert this year, and he's bringing down some wonderful people and wants to do something about the gender craziness that's going on. So I think we're going to have a good year.
We should mention that Buzz Magazine considers the Will Gear Theatricum Botanicum one of the 50 coolest places in Los Angeles.
That's good. And on the 50th year, then come on out.
Yeah. And the LA Weekly deems it the best theater in the woods.
You good. Oh, she's reading her PR.
I love that. Well, I love to go out there. I think, you know, anytime you can kind of, you feel like you've gotten out of the city, but you're still really close by. So it's
Well, and Sheila Kuehl, who, you know, she left us a beautiful grant, the LA County Arts, and so we put in 4 more trees, which are so beautiful, some white aspens, and we put in some more sycamores, and it's gorgeous now. And, of course, with these rains, the roses are beautiful, so if you come out early, you'll still catch the roses.
Well, it is, yeah, and getting ready for the War of the Roses.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're getting ready.
It's such a wonderful experience, and it's such a unique theatrical experience. I highly recommend it, and I know the last time we offered these season passes, they went like hotcakes. And being a theater, you know the challenges of fundraising and being a nonprofit. So
it's something, yeah. And theater is just so important now. To me, it's more important than ever. I think that's why I have the gumption to keep going. And it's so important for people to hear their stories and see the stories and recognize themselves, good and bad, of themselves. You know, that can help change you. You know, just seeing it, you can begin to see things that, oh my God, that's me. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? Or it's, oh, well, I know that feeling. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's all those beautiful things that go on inside us. That's what theater can do. And it's a little bit harder with, you know, film, because you just have a distance.
Yeah.
Like Zoom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
although you live on forever in Harold and Maude, one of my favorite films. And if anybody hasn't seen Harold and Maude and see that lovely young ingenue doing Romeo and Juliet, you must. It's a must see.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Well, I want to thank you as always, Ellen, for taking the time. I will be out there, and I urge our listeners to pledge their support of KPFK and get out to the Theatricum Botanicum for the summer season. If you've been out there, you know how wonderful it is. If you haven't, do yourself a favor and avail yourself of this experience. It's a win-win, as they say. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2. Terry's at the ready to answer the phone for you and set you up with a pair of tickets for the summer season. And it's just always such a pleasure to see you and to speak with you. I will definitely be out there.
Good. Warn me when you come so I can be there to see you.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, and thank you for this. Thank you for getting us out to your radio world.
Of course. And we'll continue to sound the trumpet, not only for arts and culture, but for the wonderful people at the Theatricum, because that kind of makes it all worthwhile. So we're wrapping up this fun drive for today. It's kind of our kickoff day for this drive.
And a lot of money.
I
that
tell
is
you.
The idea.
Well, thank you again, Ellen, and we'll see you real soon.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. Bye, Julio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.